Conservative sounds old, outdated, and even backwards in the ears of some people. But the real question is, has progressivism brought us progress? I mean, take a look at this. This is a building that was built in a time period that we call the Dark Ages. And we built that without electricity. Think about it. And then look at this building. This is something that we call modernity. And if you think about it, we have all the technology in the world and we're building this type of shit. How did we end up thinking this way? Well, because language is tied to culture, and the neoliberal right wing couldn't care less about culture. They'll always argue to leave it up to the market instead. But if you leave it up to the market in a society where people know nothing about where they're from and what their roots are, then you're going to leave it up to who? The left. And what do you get? Well, you get Netflix shows that glorify suicide, pedophilia, and anti-white sentiment. But at least you can watch it from a massive flat-screen TV with the highest resolution possible, right? All from the comfort of your own one-bedroom apartment, which more than half of your paycheck goes into every month. Because your 9-to-5 job gives you just enough money to pay for your expenses, own nothing, and to live happily alone. Congratulations, you are the perfect consumer. And are you feeling a little bit alone? Just go on Tinder. Did you get a date? Have some casual sex. Did you not get a date? Just watch some porn. Are you hungry? Order some foods from Uber Eats and have it delivered to your door by an undocumented migrant. Are you a bit bored? Watch a movie on Netflix. And the next day, you'll just do it all over again. But at least you're free, right?